Morning Watch, Day 4, The Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 9. The Organic Building Up of the Church as the Body of Christ, through the process of spiritual metabolism, according to the believer's inner experience of the indwelling Christ. Related verses. Ephesians 3:16 and 17. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 1:19 through 22. And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the operation of the might of his strength, which he caused to operate in Christ, in raising him from the dead, and seating him at his right hand in the heavenlies, far above all rule and authority and power and lordship and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Ephesians 2:21 and 22. In whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in Spirit. Ephesians 3:20. But to him who is able to do superabundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which operates in us. Ephesians 4:12. For the perfecting of the saints unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. Related reading. Ephesians 3:14-19 reveals the apostle praying to the Father strengthening the believers through the Spirit, Christ making his home in the believers' hearts, and the believers being rooted and grounded in love, apprehending the dimensions of Christ, and knowing the knowledge surpassing love of Christ to be filled unto all the fullness of the triune God. For the church to be constituted to become the fullness of Christ and the fullness of God, Paul prayed that we might be strengthened into our inner man, with the result that Christ can make his home in our heart and thereby occupy, possess, permeate, and saturate our whole inner being with himself. In this way, we are filled with Christ, and we become strong to apprehend the dimensions of Christ and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ. Eventually, we shall be filled with Christ to such an extent that we become the fullness of God. First, Paul prayed to the Father as the source. Then the Father strengthens the believers through the Spirit as the means, the channel. Then Christ moves and works to make his home in the believers' hearts. Eventually, the issue of the moving of the Father and the Spirit and the issue of the Son making his home in our hearts is the fullness of the triune God. The Father is the source. The Spirit is the means, the Son is the object, and the fullness of the triune God is the issue. The source is the Father, the means is the Spirit, and the aim, the goal, is the Son, because the Son is the center. Paul prayed to the Father as the source, asking the Father to strengthen the believers through the channel of the Spirit, that a goal might be reached. The goal was that Christ would make his home in the hearts of the believers. The triune God may be likened to a big machine, of which Paul was the operator. His prayer turned the wheel. We have to learn that there is a high principle in the entire universe. This principle is that God wants to do something, but he will only be the machine, and he needs someone to be the operator. Today, I hope that the church would be the operator. Whatever the Apostle Paul did was done in a representing way. He was a representative of the entire body of Christ. Now the operator of the universal machine, the triune God, is the church, the body of Christ. But just because the church operates does not mean that the church in itself carries out. The church operates, but the machine, the triune God, carries out. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit are the three parts of this universal machine, and the body is the operator. The Father is the source, the Spirit is the means, and the Son is the aim, the goal. According to Ephesians 3, the operator asks the machine to strengthen the operator. The Spirit as the channel does the work within us to strengthen every part of our being into the inner man so that the goal, the aim, the Son, might make his home within all the parts of our heart. In the phrase, into the inner man, the word into is very significant. To say that we need to be strengthened into the inner man indicates that we are not in the inner man, that we live mostly in the outer man. When a brother tells his wife that he is tired, he is in the outer man, in the mind, living according to his physical tiredness. You have an inner man. Why not stay there? Why stay in your tiredness? You need to practice bowing your knees unto the Father, that he would strengthen you into your inner man from your tiredness.